25 years ago today, Caneboro Patrolman Steve German made the ultimate sacrifice while on duty, protecting the community of Kane. Tonight, we honor him and celebrate his legacy during a special commemoration event at Southover Park in Kane. And now, we go live to the ceremony.
Good evening, and welcome to the Officer Steve German Commemoration Service. As we gather here tonight, on the 25th anniversary of his passing, it seems only fitting that maybe we were a little bit uncomfortable. It's chilly, it's muddy, lacks seats, and it may not be the most accommodating space for an event. But given the circumstances that have led us here tonight, our discomfort is a very small way to show our appreciation for the service and sacrifice that was given at this very location. On behalf of the Caneboro Police Department, Officer German's family, and myself as the mayor of the borough of Kane, we would like to thank you for taking some time this evening to join us as we honor and remember someone who gave so much to us and asked for nothing in return. To begin our Officer Steve German commemoration, I'd like to welcome Pastor David Flieger to give the invocation. Pastor Flieger?
Let us pray. Lord God, creator and protector of your people and all that you have made, we often look to you to keep us safe from danger and harm. We thank you for all those people who take on this role in society and in our community, both past and present. Tonight we especially pause to remember Steve German, who committed his life and gave his all to accomplish the same. We give thanks for his service, his dedication, his commitment, his care for the community he called home, the family that supported and loved him, and the sacrifice that all made that we could live safe and secure lives. May their example foster in us the same desire to exemplify that same spirit in our life together, that in our combined efforts, we continue that work of protecting one another from danger and harm, following the example of your Son, Jesus, who also gave his life that we might be saved. In your holy name we pray. Amen. It is my understanding that among the things that I was expected to do was also to share a story. And so I will. I will remember, and some of you may also remember, a time in which we had the Vietnam Wall here. And I remember going up at night. It was a beautiful, starry, moonlit night. And to my surprise, who did I find there overseeing that place but none other than Steve? And we talked for a while about the experiences that we were having. Yes, it was nighttime, but Steve said to me, among other things, that's when the vets come. That's when the servicemen from Vietnam come. That's when they feel safe, because it was not an easy time for those who served in Vietnam. And so he was there to provide a safe space where the veterans could come to cry, to remember, to take a piece of paper with a pencil and scroll a name on that paper to take it with as a remembrance, to pound the ground with their fists because of the anger that some experienced. But it was a safe place that many came in order to honor their comrades in that conflict. It was a beautiful time. The moon was full, the stars were out, the wall glistened with the light from the moon, but one after another, throughout the night, individuals came knowing that they were safe because it was being overseen by one who enabled it to be safe.
Thank you for your prayer and your words, Pastor Flieger. Next, I would like to introduce current Kane Borough Police Chief, who worked with Officer German during Chief's first year in Kane. Please help me welcome Kane Borough Police Chief Heath Boyer.
I didn't prepare no speech or anything else like that. I never have before. But I am the last person on Kane Borough Police Department that actually worked with Steve German. And my rookie year was 1 year and about 3 weeks after I started it, that he perished. Almost every weekend, me and Steve worked together. At that point in time, we had a 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. shift. And pretty much every weekend, I was the 8 to 4 shift. So 5 of my hours were with Steve. He loved to talk about his family. He loved them very much. He loved this community of Kane. I can't remember how many times I went up and down the roads with Steve, and he would tell me what all the business, all the buildings, why they were built 80 years ago. We could go down the streets and he could point out a car and say, that is so-and-so's car. Notice lights in the house that shouldn't be there, and actually get out of the car and check on those people. And there was also many people around Kane that only wanted to talk to Steve. There's a few times that I was on night shift and they called and they found out it was me, and they just asked for when Steve was working. And a few times he left me in the car so he could go and talk to a few individuals, because he had that way of being personable with somebody and making them feel comfortable. I wouldn't call ourselves friends. We only knew each other for a year, but he was a colleague, and he taught me a lot about Kane. Since I was new, I didn't even live here until after he perished. But he introduced me to a lot of people and showed me the way things should be done around here. I believe he was one of the best officers around. He just had a way of dealing with people. He would make deals to keep especially kids out of trouble. I don't know how many times he would make a deal with them. You're going to get good grades. And he would actually go and check on them. I do remember that. Other than that, I just want to say that it was a very, very bad time for the borough of Kane and the community and our police department. It was tragic. That's pretty much all I can say. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Next, we are joined by Mrs. Michelle Alfieri-Causer. Mrs. Alfieri-Causer was the district attorney at the time of Officer German's passing and was responsible for bringing the perpetrator to justice. She has practiced criminal and civil law throughout her career, and for the past 10 years, she has been the attorney for the McKean County Children and Youth Services, working to protect neglected and abused children. Please join me in welcoming Mrs. Michelle Alfieri-Causer.
Good evening. I really want to thank all of you who are here to honor Steve German, who 25 years ago today made the ultimate sacrifice while protecting his beloved community. What I remember most about Steve, kind of takes off of what the chief just said, was he was the epitome of a community policeman. He knew all the kids. He knew where they belonged, who their parents were, where they were supposed to be. And if he saw them out kind of getting into something maybe they ought not be doing, he would basically grab them by the ear and drag them home. And he was a very much an advocate of solving the problems that way. And again, as the chief was saying, you know, I'm not surprised to hear that he knew that light shouldn't be on. He loved his community. He knew everyone here, and he took care of everybody. I will never forget, 25 years ago, I got a call in the middle of the night from the 911 center saying, "Officer down, and your presence is required at the scene." And I was like, "What? This doesn't happen in McKean County." And I bolted out of bed, threw on some clothes, got in my car, headed. They did tell me where to go. I always was at, "Well, where do I need to go?" And they told me. And back then, you have to remember, there weren't cell phones, there's no body cams, there's nothing. I did have a bag phone in my car, but unfortunately, the minute I left Smethport, which is where I live, it was dead, no cell service. And so I'm driving along, and I'm like, I forgot to ask who the officer is. It was the longest drive, because the entire trip I'm worrying and wondering, you know, who is it? And I finally had determined that I'm afraid it might be Steve, because I knew that he often would take the night shifts so that the guys on the force that were young and had really, really young children didn't have to do that, because that's how he, that's the kind of person that he was. And unfortunately, by the time I got here, I found out that, yep, I had figured out the right thing. And as I said, it was a tremendous shock, because these kind of things aren't supposed to happen here. When we went to trial, the defense basically was that there was no evidence as to who the shooter was. You have to remember that as all these wonderful things that he did that you'll hear from folks, he was also a certified firearms instructor. And he conducted the annual qualifications for police. Police officers have to certify every year that they can shoot their gun the way they're supposed to. And so, in a way, Steve did provide the evidence to help us convict the man who took his life. Because Steve would have only shot at the shooter. With his background, training, experience, he wouldn't have just randomly shot. He would have only shot at the person who was shooting him. So at the very end of his life, he was still doing his job and still providing evidence, ironically, for his own case. Another activity that I knew from Steve that he was very passionate about was the DARE program, he was the instructor at the time. And I started out as a young assistant district attorney. I was young, naive, had a whole lot to learn. And Steve patiently one day sat down with me and taught me all about the DARE program. And at the end of that, I was just amazed. Like, he was so knowledgeable, but so passionate about it. It wasn't just blah, blah, blah. I mean, he was truly passionate about it. And then the next time I saw him, it was some time later, he brought me a medal from the DARE program. And I brought it with me today. And I've kept this medal hanging in my office everywhere I've been, whatever office I've been in. And I look over at it, and it helps me remember the kind of person that we all would like to be. So I guess I would just close with, here's to you, Steve. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice, and may we all carry your mission forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. We appreciate you being here with us tonight and the work that you've done. Next, I would like to introduce McKean County President Judge John Pavlock, Judge Pavlock served as an assistant district attorney for McKean County from 1996 until 2004, during the time of Officer German's passing. He was appointed by the governor and began serving as a common pleas judge in October of 2009. His first elected term as judge began in January of 2010, and he became McKean County's president judge in October of 2010. Please join me in welcoming McKean County President Judge John Pavlock.
First, I want to thank the mayor and the planners of today's ceremony for giving me the opportunity to speak here. It is an honor. Before I start, I want to make it clear that I'm speaking as a former prosecutor here today and not as a judge. And also, I only have 10 minutes, so if I talk fast and don't cover something you thought that I should, it's because I'm understandably limited on time. It's freezing out here today, so we don't want to keep you too long. They say the older you get, the more your brain rearranges things in your head, rearranges memories, and some get put back in there somewhere and some cleared out to make room for new memories. But then there are some things that I, and I think everyone, you just remember. It's ingrained. It can't be put back. It can't be cleaned out. You have a vivid recollection of it. I'm going to start out today by telling you one of those memories. And you're going to wonder, trust me, why in the world is he talking about that? But please just stay with me. I think, or at least hope, you'll see how it comes back around. In 1977 or 78, my dad got me up at 4 a.m. on an early June day to say we're going fishing. I was 11 or 12 years old. We got in his green beat-up Ford truck and went to Twin Lakes. We were the only ones there and parked in the lower parking lot by the dam. We headed to the water in the pitch dark, and he took me about a third up the lake and said, "You can cast here," which I knew was because there weren't many trees to get snagged in that area. He handed me a big gold spinner and left me there in the dark. When it got light, I could see my dad through the mist coming off the water across the lake. He was already catching fish. I could see them splashing in the water by the shore. So I took his advice and tied on what I thought was a way too big spinner, cast it way out in the lake. The fish were in the middle, and almost every cast I got one, trout after trout. Turns out my dad had the inside scoop that there was a problem at the fish hatchery the couple days before, and they had dumped hundreds of trout into the lake, including some monster rainbow breeder trout. After that was always in my mind. I took my own kids to Twin Lakes when they were little. Those memories ingrained up there as well. Well, a few years ago, my older son, who was in his 20s at the time, and I, we went fishing, and we decided, well, let's ride up to Twin Lakes. Went to that same spot I went to as a kid, but there was a family there. And I was almost certain that it was Mary German and her family, now Mary Dinger. When I realized it was her, since I hadn't seen her for years, I was so happy to see that she was doing well, there with her family, having a good day. But I was also instantly so sad. Her dad wasn't across the lake in the mist. Steve didn't get to see Mary's kids, didn't get to have them show up with a bunch of stinky trout to show Grandpa the big catch of the day. I teared up there on the shore of Twin Lakes, with my son looking at me like, boy, is he becoming a sentimental old fool, because I didn't tell him why I was crying. I didn't say anything to Mary because, to be honest, it seemed like they were having a great day, and I just didn't want to all of a sudden have her think of something sad. I had already written that part of these comments when I called Donnie. Must have been about a week or so ago. I thought for sure that was Mary at Twin Lakes, but I wanted to make sure before I put that in here. I asked Donnie first how things were going, and if, since he lives so close to Ellicottville, if he went skiing up there. He told me no, but he takes his kids up to the lake on the top of the mountain to go fishing. He said the lake there is kind of like 7 Mile, which is a pond, I think, pretty close to where we are here today. And Donnie told me how it reminds him of how he used to go with his dad, Steve, when he was a kid, up to 7 Mile. And Steve would tell him that his dad, Mary and Donnie's grandpa, had planted the pine trees that are up there by 7 Mile years and years ago. I hadn't told Donnie anything about what I was going to say here today, and I was shocked when that is what he told me first, right off the bat. I couldn't believe it. It fit right in with what I had already written. And then he told me, yeah, that probably was Mary and her family up at Twin Lakes. I teared up again. I was so happy for Donnie that he has his own family now, that he spends time with them. But how one horrible act that made me so sad, that one horrible act took away from him and his kids that chance to ride up to 7 Mile with Grandpa and hear the story firsthand about how their great-great-grandfather had planted the pine trees up there. Donnie, Mary, your spouses, Scott and Stephanie, your children, Steve and Marcia's grandchildren, Emily, Molly, Patrick, Stephen, and Catherine. Did I get all the names right? Yeah. The lake Steve and your mom, Marcia, are on the other side of now. It's way wider than Twin Lakes or 7 Mile. And the mist on the water is very thick and hard to see through. But from where they are looking back, from where Steve and Marcia are looking back at you, it's crystal clear. They can see you. Mary, they can see and would be so proud of you. Family nurse practitioner, certified registered nurse, a professor at Pitt, kids and a great family. Donnie, they can see you. Great family, wonderful kids, a career in corrections. I'd be so proud of both of you. With the tragedy you faced, it would be understandable if you closed yourself off and were just bitter. But you did the opposite, both of you. Both of you have worked so hard to serve your community. Your mom was so proud of you, and your dad, he can see, and he would be and is so proud of you and what you've done with your lives. One tragic day here, a loss to this community, someone who was such a part of it, a great and incredible loss to his family. We should never forget Steve and his sacrifice. And never forget the sacrifice that he and his family have made for the safety and protection of all of us. Two other people I have to mention today, and I promise I'm almost done. One, Scott Nelson. Scott Nelson was one of the best troopers I ever worked with. He worked extremely hard on the prosecution in preparing the case against Steve's murderer. Everything was thrown at Scott before the case, during the case, and then all the cases and all the work after the case. He even had an air conditioner thrown into his back. and you're wondering what I'm talking about, you'll have to ask Scott. But during the trial, we went to a store and some individual actually ran into him and plowed him over with an air conditioner during the time we were picking a jury. But Steve just took it all. Never got excited, never got wound up, just asked what he could do, gathered evidence. He worked so hard, as he did in all of his cases, to present the best case that we could to the jury. Last person, Michelle Alfieri Causer. Often after a jury trial that I was involved in, the first thing I would do is go and talk to the jury. I would tell them I'm not asking them about their verdict, why they made their decision, or any of that. I just wanted pointers on what did we do well, what did we do not well, how could we improve. I ran to the jury when the verdict came in the prosecution for Steve's murder, because I knew they'd be gone and I'd never get to talk to them again. And they were all standing in the hallway waiting for the bus to pull up. I gave them my spiel that I didn't want to, you know, they didn't have to tell me why they voted the way they did or anything like that. Just what could we do better? What didn't we do well? What did we do well? At that point, one of the jurors turned to another one and said, "Why don't you tell him, Bob?" And of course, right away again, I said, "No, I don't want to get into what you voted or why, just what could we do better or not." And despite what I said, that one individual said, "Well, I didn't think he did it." But then the other juror showed me how the DA showed us, how she sat in that chair and showed us that only one person in that car could have pulled the trigger. How she explained how the gun could be held and how it was pointed a certain way and only the driver could have shot. And how Steve German shot the person who shot him. Michelle Alfieri Causer gave everything she had for that case, nonstop for months. And her quick thinking on the fly, we had all that preparation, but she decided to sit in that chair and show them, this is why he's the shooter. This is why he's the only one who could have done it. Let me show you. That cut through it all, and that convinced that jury that they should vote for guilty. It was an honor to work with both Michelle and Scott. I said I was almost done, so I am. Again, it's been an honor to speak here today. Thank you, and God bless Steve's family. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Padlock, for your words this evening. And now I'm going to introduce myself again. I'm Brandy Schimpf, and I've been serving as Kane's mayor since 2018. I'm a Kane High graduate and a very fortunate alumni of Officer German's DARE program, having graduated from the program in 1995 during the fifth grade. You'd be hard-pressed to find a student during the 90s that wasn't impacted by Officer German's work. His dedication and his concern for students in the Kane Area School District was unmatched, and I can say with certainty that his teachings and his lessons have lasted for decades. Because of his love and his passion for the youth of Kane, countless students were able to just say no with confidence and make better choices as they grew up. While it's difficult to measure the impact that his reach had, it's easy to measure with stories of those who have benefited from his work. And that's why it's my great pleasure and honor this evening to announce that as of earlier today, the DARE program is back for the Kane area, for the students of the Kane Area School District. In collaboration with the Kane Borough, the Kane Area School District, and the Kane Borough Police Department, along with support from Kane Borough Council, the Kane Area School Board, the superintendent, the building principals, and myself as mayor, all students, grades kindergarten through 12th, will have the opportunity to once again benefit from the instruction of the DARE program. Caneboro Police Officer Derek Snyder has undergone the necessary training and will begin instructing the students starting tomorrow. This endeavor would not have been possible if it were not for so many adults seeing the value that this can bring to our students. And it would also have not been possible had it not been for the groundwork, the proven value, and the legacy of Officer German's time as our instructor. Collectively, all involved are thrilled to be able to re-implement this program, and we could not think of a better way to honor the life of someone who has given our community so much. So with that, I have a certificate to read that has been given to our community by the president and CEO of the DARE organization. It reads, DARE America is pleased to present this certificate to the Borough of Kane, the Caneboro Police Department, and the Kane Area School District in recognition and with appreciation for your cooperation and support in re-implementing the DARE program and for your significant contribution to the memory of Patrolman and original DARE officer Stephen M. German, who paid the ultimate sacrifice to the citizens of the Borough of Kane on February 20th, 1999. His sacrifice and contributions to the success of DARE in your community and state will never be forgotten. And to the German family, thank you for sharing your father with our community. Kane is a much better place because of him. His sacrifice and the sacrifice of your family will never be forgotten. And thank you to all who are here this evening and to those who made tonight's event possible. We appreciate you all. Good night and God bless.